Banff. YWCA Banff is getting about $530,000 in one-time provincial funding for more beds to support women experiencing domestic violence. Ebony Rempel, the Y CEO, said the announcement, which was made Tuesday, March 19, was great news for YWCA Banff, which has been delivering programs in the Bow Valley for decades. We have been providing domestic violence sheltering services for much of this time, often with a lack of dedicated provincial funding to support this important work, she said. This support from the government of Alberta is massive for us and means that we can refocus our time on what is most important, supporting those most vulnerable in our community. However, the need for support remains as this is only one-time funding. Every year, thousands of women experiencing family violence and abuse seek help from women's shelters across the province, but these shelters are facing capacity challenges and increased demand for services. The Alberta government is distributing $5 million to women's shelters in 17 communities across the province to create additional spaces for those fleeing violence. If passed, the provincial budget commits to an additional $5 million over the next 3 years. The $10 million in funding will be rolled out over the next 4 years, $5 million in 2023-24, $1.5 million in 2024-25, $1.5 million in 2025-26, and $2 million in 2026-27. This investment is funding an additional 104 beds at shelters across the province, including Banff. In addition, funding will support innovative programs to help meet high demand in rural areas. Solutions to enhance supports for rural shelters include $350,000 for Rowan House Society's new, first-of-its-kind program in High River, which empowers women to have agency over their choices while experiencing domestic violence, as well as $275,000 for Big Hill Haven in Cochrane, which has no physical shelter and rents units so those fleeing abuse have somewhere local to stay. As well as Banff, funding recipients include Brooks, Calgary, Camrose, Cochrane, Cold Lake, Edmonton, Fairview, Fort McMurray, Grand Prairie, High River, Lloydminster, Morinville, Rocky Mountain House, Sherwood Park, St. Paul and White Court. Vulnerable women and children should always have a safe place to turn, said Cyril Turton, Alberta's Minister of Children and Family Services in a press release. According to the province, more than 3,500 adults and 2,750 children were admitted to women's emergency shelters over the past year. The Alberta Council of Women's Shelters, ACWS, 2023 data tells a sobering story, with domestic violence and abuse increasing in frequency and severity. Of the survivors surveyed by shelters across the province, more than 65% were at severe or extreme risk of being killed by a current or former partner. 51% believed their partner was capable of killing them. 42% were strangled by their partner or former partner. 40% had been forced by their partner to have sex. 76% experienced verbal, emotional, or psychological abuse. 51% experienced physical abuse. 57% reported that the physical abuse had gotten worse over the past year. Albertans can get 24/7 support by calling or texting the Family Violence Info Line at 310-1818. YWCA Banff provides access to emergency shelter and support for anyone that has experienced or is experiencing emotional, physical, or sexual violence. The 24-hour crisis line, 403-760-3200, and email is support at ywcabanff.ca. We offer a safe place to stay, safety planning, referrals to local and regional resources and supportive counseling, said Rempel.